Al-Shabaab militants have seized control of another town in central Somalia. Officials say that the militants captured the town of Boqda after African Union peacekeeping forces left the town. No fighting was reported between the two sides. African Union forces had seized the control of the town from the militants less than a month ago. This is the third town which falls into the hands of militants since Friday. Somalia has been the scene of deadly clashes between government forces and Al-Shabaab militants since 2006. Joining us from Douala, Cameroon, is Alex Powers with the Veterans Today Africa. Thank you very much for joining us. Three towns seized since Friday. The African Union forces were already present there. No reports of clashes. What are they doing?
Well, African Union fighters are kind of like UN fighters. They're not really trained to fight. They're more of trained to like fill space and kind of control the civilian populace. They're not going to fight well against the Al-Shabaab fighters. Those guys are hard. They're well-trained. They're well-financed. Saudi Arabia is heavily involved with their training, financing, material support. They're also, the Takfiri, the religious idealism that they work under or believe and work under. You know, you've got that whole group with Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, and ISIS, you know, ISLI. You're not going to have these guys are not, UN fighters are not going to handle them. They're not going to be able to deal with them. They won't die for the Somali people. They just want a paycheck.
Now, talking about all these terrorist groups, Alex, these are all Al-Qaeda affiliates. They're powerful. They're militarily trained. They know how to take over towns and cities. So what is the international community doing, not really arming real militants to fight these terrorists?
Well, they all have different interests. I mean, particularly in Somalia, you don't have a lot of foreign boots on the ground that are well-trained. You're just not going to have, I mean, we've seen it before. You had the U.S. there. They had some serious problems. So it's political. It's not politically savvy for politicians to put foreign troops there. So they use African Union soldiers, and they're not going to fight. They just don't. You very rarely will you ever see an African Union military troop force actually doing anything other than, like I said before, filling space. So, this could be because Saudi's behind it. There's probably a connection with Israel and the United States. They all seem to work intertwined. But, in this particular case, you will not see the African Union fighters handle Al-Shabaab. It's just not going to happen. So, once they leave, Al-Shabaab will come back. They secure their territory. They're popular amongst a lot of the people in a lot of these villages, maybe through force or intimidation, probably a mix of both. But they seem to have a stronghold over this region. And, this whole Takfiri movement is, one of the movements, Boko Haram is another issue the major concern that they've had in Nigeria. And again, foreign military forces weren't
Alex,
used.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I have to stop you there. Alex Powers with Veterans Today Africa joining us via Skype from Douala, Cameroon.